Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. Damn it, we're running out of time for the year. I'm not running out of time, at least for the night. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. I do get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. So if you missed the first hour of the show, it's simple. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer on the night, Andrew Scarpacci, is coming to us from New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. If you got SiriusXM on your car, or in your car, or on your phone, 158 is the channel. You can also tune in, if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. What a night it's been already. Ja Morant came back. Ja Morant lost his mind in a good way this time. He lost his mind in a good way on the basketball court. He ain't flashing no guns at the strip club. He didn't sit in his car, flash a gun. He didn't punch a 17-year-old. Let's see what else. He didn't threaten to beat anybody up at Foot Locker. What did I forget? One of his friends didn't, point the laser at somebody in the back of an arena. Yeah, so tonight he did something good on the basketball court. He had 34 points, including a game winner that we'll hear momentarily. Listen, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Listen, folks, the countdown for me, what year are we in? 2023. The countdown for me is almost done, okay? I'm here today, Tuesday. I'm here tomorrow, Wednesday, for a top six list. I'm going to give you, by the way, my top athlete of the year. You wait on that. Should be fun. And I'll be here on Thursday. And after that, I will see y'all in 2024. And so if you want to get a hold of me before the clock strikes, whatever it is, midnight, 2 weeks from now, this week is your best chance to go ahead and do so. But you know what? In a few minutes, I want to tell you about someone or two people who were named the Sporting News Athletes of the Year. But let's take some time to recognize the man who returned to the basketball court tonight and decided to drop 34 points in a comeback victory for the Memphis Grizzlies. His name is Ja Morant. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Pelicans down in New Orleans. The final score, 115-113. Ja Morant came back, helped lead a charge at the end of the game. 34 points to go along with 8 assists, to go along with 6 rebounds. And then he had the game winner, which was a driving, spinning, whirling dervish layup to win the game for Memphis. Let's take a listen to that. This is the game-winning layup from the Grizzlies radio network.
Ball into the backcourt for Morant. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Jones waits beyond the three-point line. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Morant into the lane. Spins. Hangs. Floats. It's good! Zeroes on the clock. Morant wins the game in his return. 25 games later, the Grizzlies have shown they are going to make a charge back into the Western Conference picture.
Oh, slow down, man. They're going to make a charge. Relax. Oh, Homer radio broadcasters. Memphis got a record of 7-19. Stop it. They're going to make a charge back into the – can they play some more games, man? Can Ja Morant play one more game besides the one he played tonight? Sheesh. Out here selling tickets. Memphis now has a record of 7-19. Oh, and if you should care, Zion Williamson, he had 13 points. And so I'm sure somebody will be calling him fat any minute now. Ja Morant, 25-game suspension over, comes back and drops 34 points. He spoke to Stephanie Reddy, you know, after the game. Hey, Andrew, what did Stephanie ask him? I know we got a clip. What did she ask him?
How good it feels to be back.
Well, let's hear Ja Morant talk about it.
I've been putting work in, man. I ain't played a game in 8 months. Had a lot of time, you know, learn myself. A lot of hard days, you know, where I went through it. But, you know, basketball is, you know, my life, what I love, therapeutic for me. And I'm just, you know, excited to be back.
Oh, good for him. I hope he stays out of trouble. I'm not going to list all the things that he's dealt with because, damn it, he dealt with them, except for the thing about punching a kid. That's not done with. And so we'll figure out what happens with Ja Morant. I hope, fingers crossed, that he can stay out of trouble. If I were him, man, you got, damn it, he got more than 250 million reasons to stay out of trouble. This dude is 24 years old. This man has about 400 million plus earmarked to stay out of trouble. If you don't stay out of trouble, I'm going to say it very clearly, you a dumbass. There's no other way to put it. Sorry about that. No, I'm not sorry. Who am I kidding? Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's take some time to recognize some amazing athletes. I told you I'm only here for two more days after this, and this is the time of year where people start, giving out awards. We're gonna, by the time we get past Christmas, we're going to get the top 10 records, top 100 this, top movies, top this. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, Deion Sanders, a Sports Illustrated, said Deion was the sports person of the year just because of his impact, you know, out in Boulder, Colorado, not on the field, obviously. They went 4-8, but to the whole community, right? And so what happened? Recently, over the past 24 hours, Sporting News, it's been around since like 1886. I don't know what the hell sports they were covering besides baseball. But anyway, they gave out the Sporting News Athlete of the Year Award. And they decided to name two people Sporting News Athlete of the Year. So that would mean athletes is plural, two of them. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Yes, Sporting News said the two of them are your athletes of the year. So damn nice they had to give it twice, not one. And they basically said the influence that these two women had on women's basketball this season is unparalleled and unmatched. If you have to think about some past Sporting News athletes of the year, they've been giving out this award since 1968. Shohei Ohtani, the $700 million man, he got the award. Messi, Lionel Messi, football soccer icon, he got the award. LeBron James, if you want to go back further, we can look at Larry Bird and Tom Seaver, Michael Jordan, Cal Ripken Jr., Tom Brady, and now you can throw in the names of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And we know where a lot of this got started earlier this year. They were like two comets crossing in the sky of the women's college basketball game, or universe, I should say. They crossed paths, and LSU ended up with a championship. But along the way, Caitlin Clark, you know, she decided to kind of put one of the teams, the Gamecocks, away. Did the John Cena, you can't see me, wave them off. In the national championship game, Angel Reese did the whole John Cena, you can't see me, and a world exploded, right? You know someone who didn't care about the hand gesture? Was Caitlin Clark. Because Caitlin Clark, on ESPN earlier this year, outside the line, she said, I didn't care. I ain't got no problem with it. Why do other people care? Listen to this.
I don't think Angel should be criticized at all. You know, no matter which way it goes, you know, she should never be criticized for what she did. I think everybody knew there was going to be a little trash talk in the entire tournament. It's not just me and Angel. So, like I said, I'm a big fan of hers.
Oh, they're friends, right? They're buddies. I guess they are. I mean, right after the celebration, Angel Reese was just like, man, I didn't appreciate what she did, but she was being disrespectful, and so I stood up for my people. Listen to this.
All year, I was critiqued about who I was. Nobody, the narrative, I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you.
Oh, well, we certainly saw her explode as a celebrity. She was in Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue. She's at the ESPY Awards. She was suspended a couple of games ago, or it wasn't official that it was a suspension. She was gone from the LSU basketball program for several games. Her coach didn't want to say anything. And then Caitlin Clark, I mean, I turn on the television and she's in State Farm commercials like her name is Chris Paul. I mean, between these two young ladies, let's think about this. Caitlin Clark named the Naismith Player of the Year. 41 points in back-to-back NCAA tournament games. Iowa just played that big old game, had the largest crowd in NCAA women's basketball history. Caitlin Clark, if she stays healthy, knock on wood, she's going to be the top scorer all time in D1's college basketball history if she can stay healthy between now and February. Angel Reese, 34 straight double-doubles. She was the most outstanding player at the Final Four. Between the two of these women, man, they have about $4 million in marketing contracts. The championship game between Iowa and LSU had about 13 million people watching. They're helping grow women's basketball. These two women, dare I say, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, especially earlier this year, they're probably more famous than anybody in the WNBA this season, this year, not named Brittany Griner. They're in college. They haven't even been eligible to go into the WNBA. They'll be eligible this year to get into the WNBA. For whatever reason, you got to be 22 years old. And WNBA doesn't have enough teams or spots, but that's another conversation. And so because of their influence on the game, Sporting News, and I believe rightfully so, named them Athletes of the Year. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, why are they splitting up the award? And why did Angel Reese get it? And because she's black, they didn't give it to Caitlin Clark. Listen, if you got to tell a story, everybody needs a foil, right? Everybody needs an antagonist, a protagonist. Let's be real. I don't think we have an Angel Reese if we don't have a Caitlin Clark. I don't think we have a Caitlin Clark in the same way if we don't have an Angel Reese. These two young ladies are going to be connected for as long as they go out and play basketball. People are going to pit them against each other for as long as they're balling. You got one black, you got one white. I mean, do I got to take us back to the 80s with a Larry Bird and a Magic Johnson? If I got to think about things even a little deeper here, this is how people sell real fights. This is how boxing promoters sell fights. They divide lines up via ethnicity and background and tribalism. How can we get this person versus this person? How can we get people to tune in? Congratulations to both Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I personally am very interested in seeing where the women's game continues to grow. Because as long as the WNBA has been around, and damn it, it's going on, what, like about 25 years at this point in time, we can think about the stars that helped set the league up. We can think about the stars that have come and gone and been around, whether it's a Cheryl Swoops or now a Diana Taurasi or Kelsey Plume. We can go on and on. But has there ever been an anticipation for two stars coming out of college to go pro? You don't think the two of them are going to sell out arenas wherever they play in the WNBA? It's good for the league. And the crazy thing is, if you listen to the two of them, and I don't think they're lying, why would they lie? They don't got no problem with each other. It's just basketball. It's just competition. Angel Reese was on Jennifer Hudson's show. If you got time to sit at home and watch Jennifer Hudson, God bless you. But she was on Jennifer Hudson's show. And she basically said, this is crazy because we cool.
So how does it, you know, how did it feel when you got to see how the media portrayed everything?
People don't realize that me and Caitlin are cool. Like, it was no beef. Like, yes. People don't realize that and how competitive both of us are. We're the top of our class, and to see how much we've grown women's basketball within a year, that was what it was for both of us. So for them to blow it up, to make it seem like it was something that it wasn't, was, I mean, it was tough because we just, like I said, we worked hard for the championship, and we don't want it to make it seem like there's other things that's going on. Let's just highlight the championship because we did work hard, and we put in the work, and we won the natty.
Yeah, listen, man, I got no problem. She waved her hand, and she won a championship, and now people are calling her a poor sport. Man, I see all types of terrible stuff on basketball courts all the time. The men could do it. The men are jerks, right? Nobody cares if the men talk crap. I saw one guy curse out a referee and call him every terrible word in the book, and nobody bats an eye. But the women talk a little bit of trash to each other, and now all of a sudden they're the worst things that you could ever think of. Like, come on now, let's get over it. It's basketball, and it's actually beautiful to see its growth. And I hope it grows some more. And then because we got a lot of idiots out here who say things like, if I got a high school basketball team and I put them against a WNBA team, just insecure, idiotic men running around making statements like that to rile people up. You got to give the women their just due. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark. Congratulations to Angel Reese. And unfortunately, this dude isn't here with us anymore. Months before he passed away, we all know about Kobe Bryant, a staunch advocate for women's basketball, especially with his daughters taking up an interest in what daddy helped make a life and what daddy helped move into the art and entertainment world. Kobe was a fierce advocate. I mean, damn it, the guy died on the way to coaching his girl and his basketball team, and their basketball team. That is just, you can't even put it to words. But in the summer of 2019, Kobe Bryant sat down at a WNBA game. It was the All-Star game, a matter of fact. It wasn't just any game. And Kobe Bryant was asked on ESPN about his daughters and why it's important for them to watch the game and why he appreciates it. I want you to take a listen to this.
You bring your girls to see basketball. Why is that so important to you?
Well, it's important for them to see great basketball. And also just for the women's game in general, it's important to raise awareness about it, to have more women out there playing the game. And it's the future.
And it's the future. Damn right, it's the future. And Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are helping to deliver that future. It's a beautiful thing when everybody has an opportunity to do something as simple as play sports. And we should respect the young ladies who go out there and do it. Kudos to Caitlin Clark. Kudos to Angel Reese. I wouldn't mind seeing them back in another national championship. I wouldn't mind seeing them bust each other's asses and talk trash for, I don't know, the next 5 or 10 years. Sign me up for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese being named Sporting News Athletes of the Year, joining names like Shohei Ohtani, LeBron James, Lionel Messi, Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Cal Ripken, and Michael Jordan? Not bad company for the two of them to be in. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you about someone else who ended up with an award. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and, you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, that's good, man. That's an amazing wife. What you can also do is just put the free Odyssey app on your phone. You can go from your car, you can go inside, you can disappear from your wife in the garage. You just take the show with you anywhere. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I'll let you know that both Caitlin Clark of Iowa and Angel Reese of LSU, they were named the Sporting News Athletes of the Year because of what they contributed to women's basketball. I say, oh, this is dope. I mean, I don't think you can have one without the other. I don't think one would be as large without the other. And I think it's a credit to both of them because they are really helping to grow the game, and they will be connected at the hip as they move their careers forward. You know, LSU walked away with the national championship early this year. Let's see if Iowa can go ahead and bounce back. I'm also very interested, and I know I've never said this in my life before. I'm real interested to see what WNBA teams they end up on and then what they do to help grow the WNBA. Could be a lot of pressure. Certainly is. Let's see if they can live up to it. 855-212-4CBS. Also, congratulations on the men's side. Not necessarily having to do anything with the women's basketball. Kalen DeBoer, the head coach of the Washington Huskies, he was named the Associated Press Coach of the Year. We know Washington is going to compete for the national championship. They're in that Final Four. They went perfect so far this season. They're Pac-12 champs. Be the last time we say that as they get ready to head over to the Big Ten. And for DeBoer, what a nice come up. Going from Fresno State all them years at Sioux Falls, and now with a perfect record with Washington and a chance to win the national championship, he's named the Coach of the Year here for the AP in college football. They're going to take on Texas on New Year's Day, and let's see if they can advance to the college football final. Let's pick up the phone lines and talk to Gary from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Gary, how are you?
Wow, Jay, wickedly impressed. Great job talking about the college basketball of women. I'm going to put you on the spot, but in a decent way, okay? And there's no right or wrong answer, but here it goes. If you had to choose between watching an NBA game or a WNBA game, which do you choose?
Oh, man, I watched NBA. How's that put me on the spot?
Well, because I think the WNBA is a better product. It's fast-paced. And so is the NBA, but I think it's just the way the women athletes are special. Just so the way, we already expect the men to be great, but these women are really great, and it really is a change of pace. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, there's different versions of it. Without a shadow of a doubt, we know from an athleticism standpoint that the men are more athletic. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. That goes without saying. I know a lot of people, for whatever reason, would try to debate that, but they ain't no debating that there. But what I will say is, yeah, they play a more straightforward game of basketball. I don't turn on any college game, whether it's not college. I don't turn on any basketball game or league and expect it to run like the NBA. You know, there's a lot of folks, and I understand the reasons. They appreciate college basketball more than they appreciate the NBA. So there's different strokes for different folks. There's people who like college football more than they like the NFL. Me, I could care less. If it's going to be entertaining, I can appreciate what I see in every regard. Don't matter to me.
And my last thing, I'm going to do a quick promo on you. You are one of the best I've heard in the longest time on Sports Talk Radio. I keep on saying that to you, and you know I'm not lying. There's a lot of veterans out there that are on Sports Talk Radio, and they stink. You keep it going. You take phone calls. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate you for calling from New Hampshire. He said stink. I was going to say they suck. What do I care? Listen, thank you so much for the kind words. I just get up and do my own damn thing. I don't worry about what anybody else is doing. I just get up and do my thing. That's what the hell I've been doing for the past, I don't know, let's see, 2009, I started the JR Sport Brief. I've been doing my own damn thing since 2009. You all these sports vlogger people that you see, I'm the first. I'm the big honcho. I am. That's not no BS either. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Jeff is here from Oceanside out in Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
How we doing, JR?
We good.
Excellent. I just wanted to say I really enjoy when we see Ja Morant come back the way he did, because it's a reminder that mental health is so important, and on the forefront of the NBA and people talking about all of his controversies just brings that back up as a reminder to maybe just be a little bit more kinder to one another and not judgmental of what's going on in one another's lives. That's all. I just want to wish everyone well for the holidays, and that was my thought.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you for calling from Oceanside out in beautiful California. Here I go. Prepare yourselves, people. I'm about to sound like a jerk. Maybe to some of you. I'm a staunch advocate. I think if you've listened to the show, I think if you've listened to me for the past, I don't know, since 2009, and whether it be on television or radio or on YouTube, like I'm a human being first. I hate when people get mistreated. I absolutely hate it. If you listen to the show, you know that I'm a partner and I've also been a producer with Special Olympics, holding events, holding tours, all to promote equality and treating people like people, because there's nothing more than I hate in the world than treating somebody as subhuman. I hate it. I absolutely, if there's one thing I hate in life, I can say it's that. Now, having said that, at what point in time, or is there a point in time, is there a line in the sand where we stop just slapping mental health on everybody and anything, right? At what point in time, well, are we sitting on a razor-thin line between stupidity and acting like a complete ass and having mental health issues? Like, where's that line? You know, I get it. There are plenty of people who have mental health issues. There's plenty of people who have issues mental health-wise that are not at the forefront that we don't see. Hey, look, I might be having a terrible crap day and might have the worst day of my life, and nobody would be able to tell if it's not written on the front of my face. I get it. There are people who deal with issues all the time. All the time. Legit problems. But is everything mental health? I don't think so. And I ain't no doctor. And I just think it's an easy, let's slap a mental health sticker on it. Like, we got to talk about Ja Morant earlier this year. He went for treatment and did what? To go back on Instagram and show another gun that maybe wasn't a gun? Like, that's just stupid. Come on. Ja Morant went to treatment and came back to show more guns. Draymond Green is now in counseling, and we're talking about, oh, I need Draymond to get the help that he needs. Why? Because he's lashing out on the basketball court. Is he lashing out in life? No, everything I hear about his life outside of basketball sounds great. Why does he become an ass when he's on the court? Why is he trying to choke out Rudy Gobert and step on a chest of Sabonis? Come on, man. And so Ja Morant, like, he burned that bridge already. I ain't no doctor. Mental health? Yeah, he needs help. He needs help maturing, like a lot of idiots out here. A matter of fact, I can't even say idiots. All of us can probably do a little bit maturing. I don't care how old you are. There, I said it. We don't got to slap the mental health sticker on everything. Actually, I think it's a disservice to the people who are dealing with real issues, because we want to slap millionaires. And that's not to say a millionaire can't have a mental health issue. I think plenty of them can, because they're humans. But I think it's a cop-out a lot of times. I think it's an excuse. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. This guy's name is Craig. Hey, Craig, where you calling from?
Calling from Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Oh, Craig, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'd like to say, first of all, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all New York Yankee fans.
Only to the Yankee fans, huh?
Well, you know, the best shout out to them. We got our early Christmas, so we will be improving next year.
Remind me,
JR, let me tell you, I've been a Caden Clark fan.
Wait, who did the Yankees get? Remind me, who they get?
For a long time.
Oh, Soto. All right. Go ahead, Craig. What is on your mind? What's up?
Yeah, and that girl can play some hoops. And they call her the Steph Curry, but she's more like Magic, because she can dish with the best of them.
Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark.
She reminds me of a combination of she dribbles all day like James Harden, and she jacks up the shots like Steph Curry, and she's great.
Yeah, but I'm most improved with her dishing the ball down in the paint, to out to the side so they can shoot their threes. But no, I'm totally cool with them being the sportsmen of the year, and because they work hard and they get into their craft, and it is going to be interesting to see how they do in the WNBA.
Yeah, I think this might be the launching pad that the league has needed for quite some time now, and we're at 25 years just about, so real interested to see where they go. Hey, Craig, happy holidays to you, okay? Good talking to you.
Happy holidays.
To you, Ms. Well. Johnny from Atlanta. Go ahead, Johnny. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I say one thing about women's college basketball has changed, because growing up, when I saw it, was just pick and rolls, set the formation up and everything else. But now you see Caitlin Clark jacking up threes. It's getting more exciting, like the girl from USC, Juju. She got handles like Kyrie. The other girl from South Carolina. Man, this is the first year, I'm excited to see women's basketball. And I got one more thing about the Ja Morant thing, too. It's just the young culture that's killing us, because Monty Bates got caught with a gun. Michael Williams, his career is over with because his gun situation. It's the young people. I don't know what's going on with it, but they have the career set up for them, and then they do stuff like that. It's not only Ja.
Thank you, Johnny, for calling from Atlanta. Let me tell you something, Johnny. The gun thing, that ain't just a young thing. That ain't just a millionaire thing. That is not just a professional athlete thing. It ain't an old thing, a black thing, a white thing. The gun thing, I think, as we all can see here in this country, in the United States of America, is just a thing. And it's a terrible thing. And that goes beyond a recent matter or issue as it relates to culture. I think we can all agree on that. Unfortunately, we can't agree on a solution. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to talk about the NFL, which we talk about the growth of women's basketball. Yeah, I think it's growing. Is the NFL going to keep growing? I'm going to explain. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. On the other side, it's more of your calls. But right now, it's a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'll tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, therapist? Yeah, it's a stretch. You're welcome, though. Send me money. Send the check, okay? Hey, before I do anything else, before I get back to the phone lines, that's 855-212-4CBS, I need to let you know about this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Seahawks Julian Love. This man, Monday Night Football, decided to snatch two interceptions out of the hands of Jalen Hurts. We know the Seahawks came back to beat the Eagles. The final score, 20-17. Yeah, Julian Love, former New York Giant, helping to put this game away, keep the Seahawks alive just a little bit, and help send the Eagles onto a three-game losing streak. Sucks for them. They got time to get it together. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the best team in the NFC, not named the 49ers. We'll go ahead and get there, but let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go ahead and talk to Rolando, calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rolando?
What's up, JR?
How you? What's up?
What's up, man? I just want to talk about the Chargers season. It's been a horrible season, a total debacle. Yeah. Nothing's gone right. But it's a blessing in disguise. They're going to have a high draft pick because they're not going to win another game with a backup stick as quarterback.
Easton, you don't like Easton Stick? You don't like him?
He's trash, bro. He's garbage.
Yeah, his own family doesn't like him as a football player. You're right.
But it's okay. They're going to get a high draft pick. They fired the GM. They fired the coach.
Yeah.
And whoever becomes the coach, the new coach of the Chargers, is going to have a great quarterback in Justin Herbert and a great roster. So somebody call Jim Harbaugh.
You want to call him now or later? I think he's kind of busy.
Either Jim Harbaugh or the coach of the Patriots, Bill Belichick. We're going to have a better coach. We're going to have it's going to be a clean slate in 2024, and that's what they needed. The Chargers needed to have a reset. And I like what the 2024 season has in store for us.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it can't get worse. It can, but I think it'll be better. Well, anyway, the owner's still the same, so maybe it can get worse. Hey, Rolando, good luck to you. Enjoy the holidays, all right?
You too, man. Have a good one.
I'll try my best. It'll be easy for me to try. I can do that. Patty is calling from San Diego. I love San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Patty?
Hey, just wanted to say hi. This is my second time calling in, a Padre fan. And you're welcome, Yankees fans. We did give up Juan Soto for you, so Merry Christmas. And I want to thank you. You're entertaining as hell, funny as hell, smart as hell. You mix up the sports, and I appreciate, I'm a nurse and retired, the difference between immaturity and mental health. It's a big difference. And a young kid who's got a lot of money and a lot of talent, and it depends on who he surrounds himself with, how he was raised, you know. And, you know, I have a nephew, and the love of a good woman and a little aging, you know, maturing, you know, got him out of his dark holes and bad habits.
Talk to me about the woman part, because I'm lacking in that department. Tell me about the loving of a good woman.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could talk to him. He's an intelligent young kid,
okay. But
he was in love. He is in love. He's going to get married. And she was the only thing that he valued enough to change his stupid habits. You know,
where did they meet at? Where did he meet her?
In Las Vegas at one of those. Yes.
All right. I don't want no more of this advice. This sounds bad. They met in Vegas
No, they're totally cool. They're totally mature. They're totally go to church on Sunday. They work out together.
Where did they meet in Vegas? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
One of those music things where they're all Dayglow stuff in the raceway.
EDM, they're fist bumping and glow sticks.
Yeah, whatever that stuff is. I'm sorry, I'm old, so I don't know any of that crap anymore. So.
Listen, I don't go to that stuff either, okay? I don't do that. I ain't no
but,
fist
you know,
bumping for
he's
me.
A good kid, and he just needed to get his mind right. And he's a straight-A student, but he had some other issues. He had, you know, legitimate issues, and that's I was telling you. I really appreciate, you know, there's a difference between mental health issues and just immaturity, and sometimes they're mixed together, too, so you have all sorts of things, and I appreciate your respectfulness for all human beings and people's issues, and especially athletes, too. They're a whole different breed because they do have
but
talent.
They're human. They,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have Fernando Tatis. You know, everybody's getting on his ass down here in San Diego. He's a human being, too. I said, he's just young. Give him a break. He came back. He's talented as hell. He's fun to watch, you know. Give him a break. He's going to come around like he did.
I would think he'd have a little bit more sense, especially with his dad being a former big leaguer. Like, come on, man.
He's a young kid. I told our coach Quintero on our talk show radio, when you have kids that are in their 20s, early 20s, they're free and easy. They think they're going to live forever. They don't think anything's going to happen to them. And he's just a free and easy soul. And he's different than his dad is, too. He's a different human being than his dad
but his dad kind of has backed up some of his nonsense. It's like, come on, you played in the big leagues, like, stop it, like, cut it out.
Oh, I agree.
And I can't remember, and I could be wrong, but I don't remember Fernando Tatis doing anything ridiculous. Not like his son is obviously much better than him. His son is making more money. But it's not like Tatis was a knucklehead and his dad is following in his footsteps. You never heard anything about Tatis, and now his
son. But it's a different generation, too, JR. Right. It's a whole different generation.
So what, younger people are stupid now?
A lot of them are. I hate to say. And they have social media and,
Yeah. Well, thank you, Patty. Call from San Diego. I think Patty may have said one of the magic words. I'm not sure. But look, I get a point. Like, social media is terrible. Like, let's think about this for a minute. Would Ja Morant be in trouble if he didn't have Instagram? He could take a gun into a strip club. Anybody could take a gun into a strip club. But why are you putting it on the internet? Like, there's an innate something in people where they got, oh, my God, I got to share this with people. I got to share it. Like, for what? Like, what's the benefit? Like, I understand there's so many great uses of social media. I'm a result. I think I'm a great example of what you can do on social media. I wouldn't be sitting here with you. I wouldn't be on TV if I didn't use social media. I ain't waving around guns and being a jackass. Like, it's like any tool, right? Like, we have so many options and the ability to utilize so many things in life, but it always boils down to what are you doing with the tools you have at your disposal? I could take a knife. I can carve you up a tremendous meal, right? I can get in the kitchen, chop up some vegetables. You know, I can use a knife and use it for great good. We also know about the terrible things you can do with a knife. I mean, we can think about the television as a tool, right? I can sit down and turn on educational TV, and I can go on the internet and I can learn about the world without having to go to the library and utilize the Dewey Decimal System. Or I could sit around and scroll through Instagram like a mindless you-know-what all day. You know, everything is a tool. It's just a matter of really what you do with it. And thank you, Patty, for calling from San Diego. She got very comfortable on the air. Too comfortable. Thank you, Patty. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I got to take a break. Now, I'm not going to get yelled at, but I'm going to get cut off, and I don't want that. And so what I'm going to do is come back on the other side. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I know we've talked about football and baseball and Ja Morant and Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. We're going to talk more football. We're going to talk about the NFL. The WNBA women's basketball is growing, right? What the hell is going on with the NFL with all these penalties and the defense and the lack of defense? NFL is changing. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR.
Let's face it. Most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale. With everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats. With plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection. The kind of protection that you both, or should we say all... deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.